Thank you, Hannah. The Lord be with you. We want to welcome you this morning to Crossroads Presbyterian Church. We're so glad that you have chosen to join us on this Independence Day weekend. If you are here for the first time this morning, or maybe you're just here for the first time in a long time, we would like to encourage you to take one of the welcome cards from the pew racks in front of you. And if you would fill out your information on that card and drop it in the offering plate as it comes by later in the service, it gives us an opportunity to welcome you as warmly as we possibly can into this, our community of faith. I don't know how many of you can tell, but our service is going to look a little different this morning. It took everything in Tom Giles' power to not go get his 9-iron out of the back of his car for this grass here. We wanted this morning to provide you an opportunity to worship God with your hands and your feet and your noses. I don't know if you can smell the grass, but I can. So we're going to smell green pastures and splash in still waters. We also invite you to come to this table of abundance, the table of abundance that overflows with God's grace and goodness. For a lot of us, the 23rd Psalm is familiar. It's one we've heard many times. Maybe we've heard it read at a memorial service. But the 23rd Psalm, is a psalm for the living. It's a psalm that invites us to the lushness of green grass and the refreshment of a cool spring of water. It is a psalm that invites us to an abundant table and to dwell in the presence of God our whole lives long. Would you please stand with me and join together as we experience the 23rd Psalm? Let us say together the words of the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. You may be seated. I grew up in Spokane, Washington. The winters, much like here, were long and snowy and wet. And every spring was unpredictable. But I remember when the weather would get just a little bit warmer and the grass would start to grow. I remember the first time my dad would go out on his lawnmower and mow the yard. My mom and dad have a big yard, and dad would go out and he would mow the yard. And I remember going out and laying down in the grass. I remember it was early enough in the season that the sun hadn't baked all the moisture out of the grass and the earth yet, so it wasn't all dry and crusty and crackly. It was still soft and lush. It was early enough in the season where the bugs weren't out in full force yet either, so I didn't have to worry about things crawling on me. And I remember laying down on that grass and looking up at the sky and watching the clouds that floated by. And maybe some of you did this when you were younger. Maybe some of you did this yesterday. You look up at the clouds and you try to think about, well, what shape is that? What shape is that? I can see this or I can see that. My brothers and I would just lay there. I didn't have a care in the world. I laid in the grass. I didn't worry about my next meal, a rarity for me. I didn't worry about whether I was safe, about whether there would be enough, or how I was going to take care of myself. I just enjoyed the peacefulness of green pastures. To this day, the smell of a freshly mown lawn brings back a reminiscence of that joy. If God is my shepherd, if God is our shepherd, then God is leading us. God is taking us someplace. I don't find myself in green pastures like my father's backyard all that often. Not anymore. I have too many things to worry about. Too many things to consider and stress over. But these verses, they remind us that God is our shepherd. And that we need not strive like we so often do. Our shepherd will lead us to a place where such striving is unnecessary if we are willing to be led. Let's take a moment together to consider the ways that God is inviting us to stop striving and be led to green pastures. Would you stand with me? Please stand with me and let us recite together the next words of the 23rd Psalm. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. You may be seated. I also remember when I was a kid. I remember a lot of camping trips. I remember we would go up into the woods, and my mom and dad were not the kind of people who wanted to find a camp spot with, you know, running water and toilets. My mom and dad wanted to drive up an old logging road, hack down a couple of trees, and put a tent on the ground. Usually, we would drive up an old logging road until we found a stream, and then we would throw all of our equipment on our back, and we'd go find a place where we could camp somewhere next to that stream. It was always hot outside, and the water would run off of the mountains, and it was cool, cold almost. And I was so hot, I remember I wanted to step into that water. I wanted to immerse myself in that water, but it was just a little mountain stream. And so it was only a couple of inches deep, and I am more inches deep than that. I could lay in it a little bit, but what I really wanted to do was I wanted to submerge myself in the coolness of that water. I wanted to wash away the grime of tromping through the woods and the smell of the campfire. So what I would do is I would go in search of a pool. Because invariably, somewhere in that stream, there would be a spot where the ground, the rocks had deepened a little bit, or it had widened a little bit so that the water would slow down, and there would be a pool, maybe just 2 or 3 feet deep, but deep enough that I could put my head under the water and splash around and submerge myself. Finding a pool like that was like finding a treasure. It was a source of refreshment, a source of joy, an opportunity to splash and let the coolness run over my head. For many of us, the sound of running water is a comforting one. For many of us, the sound of splashing water is one that reminds us of joy and hope. I read recently that the sound of bubbling water, the sound of waves, it calms us down. It diminishes anxiety and reduces stress. Somehow, our brains are reminded of the peace and security of the womb. Now, for some of us, the womb was a long time ago. But somehow the water reminds us of the safety and warmth we experienced before we were ever born as we hear the water. How often do we go in search of that kind of security? Where do we look for it? Into whose arms do we run when our anxiety begins to overwhelm us? Where do we go in search of pools of water to calm and refresh us?
Will you please stand and let us sing of that comforting water?
Let us say together the words of Psalm 23:3. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. You may be seated. And let us come together and confess our sins and ask for God's forgiveness. Please pray with me now, following the words on the screen. O great shepherd, the one who leads us to green pastures and beside quiet waters, even as we smell the grass and listen to the bubbling water, we recognize that we have not always followed you well.
Lead us on the right path for your name's sake.
You have led us on the right path, the path that leads to life and joy and hope and love. But we have chosen to go in search of our own pastures. Forgive us, Lord, for seeking sources of life that were nothing more than dry and cracked cisterns. We confess to you, Lord, the emptiness of our souls, the emptiness that sends us searching for life among those things that will never nourish us. We know that the righteous paths upon which you lead us include not only a right relationship with you, but a right relationship with our neighbors. Forgive us for living with others and with you in fear and selfishness.
Lead us to my best for your name's sake.
We come to you now in the silence of our hearts, acknowledging that we too often choose our own paths for our own sakes and not the right path for your name's sake. Hear now the promise of God's forgiveness from Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though you walk through the darkest valley, through a valley that is sure to bring nothing but death, you need not fear any evil, for your God is with you. Though we have sinned, our God continues to guide us. Our God continues to correct us. Our God continues to comfort us. Our God continues to protect us. Thanks be to God.
So let us stand and sing with joy of this God.